from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcoming you in the Saviour's name to the program. We're on air here on Gospel AM for another week, and I hope that you'll listen in for the next 15 minutes as we present the claims of the Gospel of Christ to you from the Word of God. Do make a point of tuning in each morning at 9:30 and become a regular listener to Let the Bible Speak. Today, the Reverend Kenneth Elliott is turning our attention to some words found in the 18th chapter of Luke's Gospel. In fact, it's verse 13. The words of a prayer. In just a few moments, we'll hear the message after we listen to these words in song. Our scripture reading is taken from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 18, beginning at the 9th verse. With regard to the Lord Jesus, we read these words, "And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves, that they were righteous, and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week,
I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified, rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Ending the reading at verse 14. In these words that we have read together, we find that there is the well-known story of the Pharisee and the publican. I want to draw your attention just now to one verse from that section that we read. It's verse 13. We have a prayer, and I want you particularly to notice the words of the prayer. And at the end of the verse, these are the words that we read. God be merciful to me, a sinner. There are three things about the words of this prayer that we want to focus upon just now. We want to notice the meaning that the words contain. And then secondly, we look at the man from whom the words came. And then thirdly, the message that the words carry. First of all, let us notice the meaning that the words contain. First of all, atonement is recognized. That may not be obvious just by looking at the verse on the surface, but the word merciful there carries a very special meaning. It means to be appeased or propitiated. And this is what the person who was praying the prayer had in mind. God be propitiated with regard to me. God be appeased with regard to me. What exactly did he mean by that? I believe the man knew that in the temple there was the most holy place of all, and in that most holy place there was the Ark of the Covenant, and on the Ark of the Covenant there was the mercy seat, the place where the blood had been applied whenever the high priest brought in the blood of the animal. And whenever that blood was shed and applied, God's wrath was appeased, and the enmity was removed, and God was reconciled to his people. And so whenever this prayer was being offered, atonement was being recognized by the one who was making the prayer. It could be translated, or at least paraphrased, Lord, be thou to me as thou art when thou lookest upon the blood. Well, what way is God when he looks upon the blood? Well, certainly the wrath is removed. Mercy is exercised. Estrangement is finished. And reconciliation to the sinner can take place. So atonement is recognized. But there's a second meaning. There's the aspiration expressed. What the person praying the prayer was looking for is all the benefit that comes to one on the grounds of the blood of the sacrifice that was shed and applied. And what's that benefit for us? No more will we be at enmity with God. No more will we be under the wrath and curse of God. No more will we be estranged, but we'll be at peace with him. That blood of the sacrifice is a type of the great sacrifice that was offered on the cross at Calvary. The Lord Jesus Christ himself, when he laid down a ransom for the many, whenever he took our sins upon him, whenever he suffered in our place, and whenever he appeased the wrath of God and satisfied every claim of God's righteous law. And now there's a way back to God from the dark paths of sin. The door is open for us to go in, and Calvary's cross is where we begin when we come as sinners to Jesus. Would you be offering that prayer to the Lord just now? God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Do you want God to forgive you, to accept you on the basis of Christ's atoning death on the cross at Calvary? Would you not have this desire, this longing, that God would be merciful to you, a sinner? But then notice in the second place, not only the meaning that the words contain, but the man from whom these words came. This man was a publican. That is, he was a worker in the employ of the Romans. He was viewed by his fellow man among the Jews as an outcast. They had no time for those who had worked for the Romans, and indeed would be grouped with others who were called sinners, publicans and sinners, who were the basest of men in the eyes of the Jewish people. But I want you to notice several things about him. First of all, he was concerned. He felt the need to seek God. And then again, he was sinful, because he acknowledged as much himself. He says, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He was a humble man. He stood afar off. He wouldn't even lift up his eyes so much to heaven. And while the other man in the story, the Pharisee, went as near to the temple as he dared go in his brazen hypocrisy, yet this man stood afar off. He was an awakened man. He said, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. You would not notice this in our English version, but the definite article is there. He was saying, I'm the chief of sinners. However vile other men are, I am the vilest. He was a man who was enlightened. We have already seen that in the words of his prayer, God be propitiated to me, a sinner. And then he's a man who was justified. The Lord Jesus says, I tell you, in verse 14, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. He was adorned in the imputed righteousness of Christ. His sins were pardoned, and he was accepted in the Beloved. You may be a man like that as you listen to the word of the Lord by means of the airwaves now. You can put your trust in the Lord. You can take him to be your Savior, and all your guilt will be removed, and you'll be accepted as righteous in Christ. One other thing to notice about him, and that's the message that these words carry. And the message is this: no one is too sinful to be saved, to be pardoned, to be forgiven, to be justified. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, of a church that was formed through the preaching of the Apostle Paul. This is the character of the people before they were converted. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified. Nobody too vile to be saved. Oh, may you come and put your trust in Christ just now. And one other matter, and that is, there is only one way of salvation, and you must come to God on the basis of Christ and his finished work. Call upon him to be your Savior and trust your life to him.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.